And now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Marvin Webster.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
All right,
hey, man, I would hear y'all talk about this NASCAR stuff for about, what has it been, like the last 16 months in a row? So I finally broke down. I watched my first NASCAR race on TV over the weekend.
All right,
now,
man.
Tell me something. I know, like, big money sponsorship. This is like a part of all professional sports now. But does NASCAR sell advertising on everything at the race? Or is it just me?
Well,
I mean, it's like, time for an update on that wreck. Sponsored by Mako Auto Body Shop. Let's see if we can get a word with the driver down in the Zagnut Infield Communications Center. And then the guy's talking about, well, the Kellogg Pop-Tart Band de Soleil Pontiac run real good all afternoon. We just got a little loose up there at number 4 running some of that Quaker State motor oil. One tough motor oil is up there on the track. Left me with Excedrin headache number 23. And like the guy will go, yeah, it looks like you smacked that concrete retaining wall pretty hard. Now, I know you were counting on making up some ground in that JCPenney White Sail Punch Championship at the end of the season, too. Yeah. I mean, you watch these races, it's like watching a 3.5-hour commercial break, you know? And these guys are always talking about, well, we were just racing real hard, and he come up behind me on the outside and took the air off my spoiler. Now, whatever that's supposed to mean. But they ought to just, like, tell it like it is. You know, the guy comes up, so, Billy Bob, what happened out there? And the guy ought to go, he run all over my fat ass. That's what happened. Did you see it? For goodness sakes, it was on TV. Maybe they can work in, like I mentioned, for Preparation H while they're at it, you know? And I know, I hear this all the time. I know what y'all are thinking. Hey, Marvin, you know, it would look different if you actually could see it in person. How come you don't get, like, some tickets and actually go to the race?
That's it.
Now, can you see me going to a NASCAR event? Oh, and if I'd have been there, you would have seen me. I would have stuck out like, you know, Calvin Pete at a PGA cocktail party. They probably would have, like, when I walked in, they would have introduced me on the PA system. Ladies and gentlemen, now in the Speedway, man, a black guy. Because, I mean, that's like some white people. And I mean some white people go to the race. Especially down there in that infield, you know. I actually had somebody invite me to go and watch a race with him down in the infield. I don't think so. You know, I mean, like, you got 35,000 rednecks down there drinking beer all afternoon and going, whoo! This is not my idea of a relaxing afternoon, if you know what I mean. I don't want to be no part of no race-related incidents, you know? Can you do that?
Yeah.
And NASCAR is like the last great white sport in America, anyway. You know, it makes the NHL look like a melting pot. You know? Motorsports in general is pretty much like a Caucasian stronghold.
Yeah.
The only black driver in all of motorsport that I know of is this guy, Willie T. Ribbs. Have you heard about this guy? That's his real name, Willie T. Ribbs. I think they just, like, signed him up because they thought his name was funny or something. You know, white people are not ready for no black NASCAR driver. This is my opinion. I think y'all are, like, holding out till you can get some guy named Leroy Watermelon and, you know, get him to drive the Afro Sheen Cadillac. Yeah, Chuck, I don't know how fast that car is, but listen to that tape deck. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.